the Marmakamas, which you find on your sheet. Let's go through the Gemaras, the Rishonim. This is the Mishnah Brura because he has a beautiful Akdamas for the Sugya. Let's begin. Kuf Nun Hey. Very end of the Masechta, right? Very end. So the Mishnah tells us, Nos in Mayim Lemursa Avalo Govlin. That's the one line that we really need. What's Mursa? This bran. You put water into the bran. You're feeding behemoths over here, right? And you may not govlin, you may not knead it, you may not mix it. Okay? That's what it says. The Mishnah. Fine. Says the Gemara, the bottom of Kuflin Hamid base. Masnis and Mani. Ome Abaye, Amrita Kame de Mar. Who's Mar? Who's Mar? Who is this man? Doesn't say who is. Who is Mar? Have any idea? Who is Mar? That's important. I'm not asking that. Rabbi?
Rab?
We had a couple of rabbis. Rabba, Rabbi Yosef. Right, well, those are the previous generation. We're not historians over here. There were five generations of Amoraim. Those who know, the first was Rabbi Shmuel, right? The first one, Rabbi Yochanan, right? Then the Talmide, Rabbi Yehuda, or the Talmud, and Rabbi Nachman, right? Those are always called Rabbi Yehuda Marav, right? That's the next generation. Then there's Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, the third generation. There's Abai Barav, the fourth generation. And Rabbi Yehuda Ravashi, the fifth generation. Begadol, right? Obviously, this is fluidity. It's important to know a little bit of history of the Amoraim too. Can't go into the detail, but yeah, presumably Mar is either Rabbi or Rabbi Yosef. That's the presumption. We'll see that Rabbi Yosef is a very important player in the sugya, as we shall see. Doesn't say Mar. Masnis and Mani. Who's that Mishnah going according to? Amali, Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda. Okay. Very nice. Titania. Echad knows in Esakemach. Viesa knows the Sochamayim. Ha'achron Chayef. Did we read it? So wait a second. So it's impossible to say knows the Mayim Lemursim because the minute you put the water in, you're ready Chayef, call it the Rebbe. Can't be Rebbe. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Omer, Eino Chayef Achi Gabel. Oh, seems very straightforward. It's a Mishnah. It's like Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda against Rebbe. It's such a so pushy. The Gemara sounds so simple. So it's obvious. Simple. Correct? Simple. What could be better? What could be more easy than this? Such an easy sugya. Right? Easy shweezy. What could be more easy? It's so simple. Says the Gemara. Not so easy. Dilma ad kalo koma Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda hason ele kemach de bar gibulu. This machlokes is talking about kemach. Classical case, flour. And ultimately, we know that flour and water is the ultimate kneading process. When Shafer makes chalas, he takes flour and takes water, and it comes out delicious. Right? Let's take the flour. F-L-O-W-R, flour. Right? So flour and water, that's to do with the past. That's it. Okay? So there, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, that what? What was the lashon again one more time? And chayv achi yigabel. Just pouring the water in is nothing. You have to first, I shouldn't say nothing, but certainly not chayim, but you're not chayim until you actually need the dough. Aval mursa, the lav bar gibul hu. Mursa is bran. Now bran, you know, bran is thicker. You ever have tried bran flakes? Not oatmeal, no. Oats are different. Bran is the thick part, it's the husk around the actual flour itself, and it's thicker. Because it's thicker, it doesn't come into a regular thin flour that Mordechai Shaver makes challah out of. Bran, if you have stomach problems, I always take it out of bran. It's good for to get the systems moving, you know. It's 40% bran flakes, all bran for those who can even look at it. So, you know, that's it. It's very healthy, but it's not, most people are not so excited about it. Everybody's that? So it's maybe, so we're talking here about Mursa, that's the Mishnah said. Mursa. Mursa is a term which is found elsewhere in Mishnah, Chala, other places. It's separate and apart from the actual regular flour. Okay, lavan gibulu. You can't make it the same kind of a flour. Obviously, flour is very thin, so you put it with water, it comes out the delicious dough that we have here. But if it's thick, it won't be the same level of mixture. Therefore, afilu Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, moda what? That's chayav. Sounds counterintuitive. Okay, you can't make it as anything real. So Rashi explains. Rashi, asnis and mani, like the wide lines. The katani also mani talk about the mesinus mani lo zeh gibulo. Afilu Rabbi Yossi moda the zeh gibulo. That's it. That's the final stage. In other words, if you have flour which can be with water can be made into a real dough and you didn't do it, so you pop. Here, when it comes to Moshe, you'll never make a real dough, ever. So they have maybe the Nesina Samarim is enough to make you chayv. You're not going to get anywhere after that. Anyone follow me? Any questions? Easy shmeezy. Okay. Fine. What's it? No. It's a good svara, very nice svara. It's very nice. I mean, it's a very nice svara, Abaye is saying. But lo sakadaka is not true. Tanya, it's against the price. It logically makes sense. It's against the price. What's the price to say? Behedja. Ain't no sin by the Mursa, Dibi Rabbi Yossi, Dibi Rabbi, Rabbi Yossi, by you, the Omer. No sin by the Mursa, Shai. It was a nice Svara. What was it? What was it? Green eggs and ham, whatever it was. It's a Svara, it's a Havamina. But not in the box, not in the house, not in the mouse, not in the father. But oh, it's a Havamina, but it doesn't stand the test of time. It's against enough for the price. So far, so good. Easy schmeezy. Good. Make sure you get to get slow. Fine. So far, good. Tana Rabba. Okay. The suk is almost over. It's not so long suk, but you have to, it's a halt cup. Tana Rabba. Ein golin es hakoli. Oh, man. Rashi. Koli. Kemach shel tvua shenis yapsha kishen kloyos betana. What does that mean? It was singed in an oven. Not regular flour. It was regular flour that I put into an oven. It was somehow roasted. For also kema la'ola masuk. It's always sweet. Pukimcha davshona. You may have learned this. You may recall other sources in Shas and Sochim. For also mimeno shtisa. What does shtisa mean? Cereal, maybe some kind, right? The brachos and. It's because a sweeter kind of a flour, which was singed. Regular flour is very, very thin and very, you know, doesn't taste like anything yet. This is it's in the fire and you make it with sweet, a different kind of a flour, not a regular flour. And golden is a color. The Yeshomrim, golden. Why golden? I'll tell you why right away. Because it's not regular flour, it's never going to be the same kind of dough that Shefa uses for his challah. That's why. That's the paradigm. That you can't make shefa challah, then you're never going to be chayav. That's what it says. Right? That's what it says. Golden. Not a problem. Says the Gemara, Man Yesh Omer. Who are these Yesh Omer? Who was Mekel over here? Omer Rav Chista. Next off. Guess what? Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehudi. Ooh. Familiar name, no? Familiar name? Yeah, okay, Rashi. Rabbi Yosef ben Yehudi, parentheses, Marashat forces this out for reasons we'll maybe have a chance to see later. Di Rebbe, lo mahani leshinui. Why? The minasinas mayim michayev. The minute you put the water in, michayev, afilu b'midi delav bar gibu. Even if it's not bar gibu, kedamrina gabe mursa. What do we think about mursa? What do we think about mursa? Ain't no sin mayim lemursa, Rebbe. Rebbe. Rabosai, did Rebbe say you were chayef? I'm asking you a question, honestly. Did he say you were chayef? What he said was, ain't no sin mayim lemursa. What did Rashi say? Misinas mayim michayef. Can I be able to say, whoa. Rashi jumped a step. A giant step. Just as you can't do it, doesn't mean it's chayef. We all know about Potter Avalasu. Did you notice this, Kasha? Did you ask this, Kasha, when you learned the sugi? It's a question, no? So it's not so easy shmeezy anymore. Why did Rashi say chayim and the Mar never said chayim? Mar said ain. Ain could be part of Rabbalos. Okay, I don't know for sure. Keep that in mind. Fine. Avol Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda, the Omar Ad Sheyigabel. Hocha govlin. Kilachayad. Kibirafarash v'yozel. Hanimilichad v'shani. That's the next Gemara. So Rashi seems to be making a complete equation between what we had before, the Morrison case and the Kali case. What do they have in common? It's sort of a lav bar gibel, right? A lav bar gibel. So according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda is Govlin. He's the one who said in our Mishnah, that's one more time. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda is the one who said before, so let's chazer again. Let's chazer the two brises. The two brises. First brise I said, we have three brises. Some up to three brises so far. There may be even a fourth brise, we'll see according to some. We have three brises. The first brise is the most fundamental. Kemach, the regular case of Kemach and Mayim, Ayuchayev, the minute you put the water in, only after you got good. Then there's another brise. It comes to Mursa. And knows from Rabbi Mursa to Rebbe, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, knows from Rabbi Mursa. So once again, it seems to be the same Achlokes, although once again here, the original thing we'll find whether Chayev or not, right? And now we're arguing whether it's Mutter or not, which is a step down. Third Raisa, Koli, some say Govlin, some say yes, some say no. It sounds very reminiscent of the previous Raisa, the line earlier about Mursa, right? There, the protagonists are named, right? Rebbe says no, and Rabbi Yossi says yes. Now, it's in Govlin, and some say Govlin. And once again, who is one who says yes? Fine, Rabbi Yossi Yehuda. Makes logical sense. Easy schmeasy. Hani miluda mishani. But you have to make some changes over here. When it came to most of the Mursan, we didn't have any changes. Why are the changes over here? Why are the changes over there? It's already getting complicated. What are the changes? Omer Avchista. Al-Yad, Al-Yad. Al-Yad, Al-Yad. What does that mean? What do the words mean? Anybody? Al-Yad, Al-Yad. Rabbeinu Chanan. Pirish. Ma'at, Ma'at. Ma'at, Ma'at. Wow. Says the Rach. When the Metaretz, Rav Chizda, Aliba, Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, Hilchos HaKava say, when this bar shalok Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, shenos in mayim lemursan for golden esakali maat maat. He didn't say nos in mayim lekemach. Why not? Because he never said it was mut. He said it was pot. And Rach's not giving us schila. So as long as it's also the rabbanon, follow the Rach was very careful with his words. He didn't say you can do it without. Remember that. But apparently there may be some derabbanan involved. That's why he's careful with his words. Fine, the Rach is very important. Good. First he translated what the Yad Yad means, then he gave a psak halacha. The Rach called the Kabbalah. Fine. Now, Vishavin, here it gets tricky. Now it's getting tricky. So now it's easy. Vishavin, who's Shavin? Who's Shavin? Who's Shavin? My boss, who's Shavin? It's about Chlokas before, but they both agreed. The previous protagonists who disagree before agree here. Okay, what do they agree? Shebochashin es hashosis b'shabbos. What's shosis? Rashi. Shebochashin b'tarvud with a spoon. The hainu govlin. You about to have a full apart. Wait a minute. What are you kidding? What are you kidding me? For Amr, you just got through saying, ain't govlin. What are you doing over here? Talking about an ain't govlin as a koli, and here it says what bochshin as a shosis. What do you see from Rashi? That shosis and koli are the same thing. They're equivalent. Otherwise, what do you question? Catching from the Mars to the Moon, two different things. No, shosis and koli are the same thing. Either they're literally the same thing or have the same halacha. Okay. No cash. Haba ova, haba raka. Here's our first introduction to this concept. Rashi, Be'ova, Ein Govlin, right, that's where the Tanakhama, we presume is Rebbe, says Ein Govlin, because it's what we call Ova. What does Ova mean? A dough. We'll call it a dough. But Biraka, it's saw, we'll call it a battle. Okay? Well, you have mentioned many times, Mordechai. We missed you. Biraka, if it's a soft batter, Baruch Hashem, you may stir it. She'ein zu lisha. Definition of lisha is what we call in our language a belila ova. Comes up in Masechta Challah as well. There's a difference between a dough and a batter. A dough is thick, ova thick. Rambam calls it kasha hard. And this is raka, which is something which is more loose. Okay, and with me so far? Typically, if we may use that expression, we'll see if it applies over here as well. We'd say that if you're making challah, as Rabbi Shaita makes delicious challah, that's called belila ava. You ever see the hot, the dough that before it rises? And you're making, I don't know if he makes it, if you make, I don't know about brownies. It's a batter, right?
It's a batter.
So he makes both. Why does he make both? So we should know the difference between belila ava and belila ava. Now you understand why. What? You should have delicious brownies. He makes them to show us that there's a belila ava for makes challah, belila raka to have brownies. I had both in this past Shabbos. Thank you very much. Delicious. I had both belila ava and belila raka. You see, everything is halacha lemaisa in this camp. Right? Good. Fine. So far, so good. But, we said before, Hani Yehuda Mishani. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, have to be Mishani, right? Right? Who? He said Mishani? Or Rabbi, who said Mishani? Not completely clear. Vahani Miluhuda Mishani. You have to make a change. What is the change? The change is that you put in the ingredients in the opposite order. What does that mean? Heike Mishani. Or Rabbi Yosef. Oh, Rabbi Yosef appears. Right. We haven't had his name yet, have we? Bechol Nosin Es HaChomet V'Chakach Nosin Es HaShosis V'Shabbos Nosin Es HaShosis V'Chakach Nosin Es HaChomet. You reverse the order of putting in the ingredients into the bowl. Okay? Rashi Bechol Nosin Es HaChomet Kartach HaBechol. You switch it around. Let's chazal Gemara one more time. Again, start from the text from the bottom line. Tana Rabbanu En Govan Es HaKoli Rabbi Yeshem Govan Man Yesh Omrim or Rav Chista versus Rav Yehudi. V'hani Mili Hu the Mishani. Again, what's it going on? Those say Ein Ein. Those say yes. Even yes, it's only with the Shin. Who said yes? Rav Yosef Yehuda said yes. Okay, fine. Frank the Gemara. Oh, it says V'shavin. That's what Shavin. He said it's not Shavin. Lo Kasha Ha Be'ava. Then it's not Shavin. The machlekas in the last line is by ova, ha baraka, baraka shavin, correct? The Rebbe agrees, or the Tanakhama agrees, but it's only when does he agree? He agrees what? He agrees if you have a shinoi and the put ingredient in the opposite direction, then Rebbe agrees. Let me ask you a question: Kod Rabbi Yossi, must you invert the order or not? Not completely clear, right? It's not so easy schmeezy anymore. Things get a little complicated. Okay. Yeah.
I don't understand if belila ava literally means dough, like the same thing that we talked about for making in the very beginning, the first brisa.
Right.
Then why is Rabbi Yosi very
using? Oh, you are correct. You are correct. I misspoke. Dough is only in the when Mordechai Shefer makes chalas. He was a regular kemach. I stand corrected. You're right. The first brisa is regular kemach. Now we're discussing koli, which is the kind of a flour which has been singed in an oven and sweet. You're right. I should not have used the word. It's not some kind of a dough. The word golden implies some kind of a mixture, but not regular dough. You are right. Correct. 100% right. Fine. Let's go on further. Okay. Skipping a little bit, because I want just to save time. In a particular case, the Gemara has, according to the Pratim, says the last three narrow lines, Fahani Milihu the Mishani. Another case, you require a Shinu. Hechi Mishani. Om Rav Yemar Bashlam Yavishmer the Abaye. Shesi V'orev. Shesi V'orev. What do you mean, you know, that's a. Some places that Shesi V'orev means there's a cross. You know, you have to be careful. Rashi says, watch this. Fahani mili. Tamoran the Muta le Gabel Murusan. Now Murusan, if you remember, was the previous, the in-between brides. The first is regular Kama, the third is Kol. In between was Murusan. And what did it say about Murusan? Remember the brides of Murusan? And no smile Murusan de Rabbi. No smile Murusan. Nothing was said about Gibel Murusan. But now the Gemara is discussing Gibel Murusan too. Right? Well, so it's a question. We had Gibel of Kamach Kali too. So we saw before, right? Beshavit. What's the Shina over here? Shesi Vyar was up to Rashi. Pamachas Molech Hamakal Shesi, across. Pamachan Orev down. And that's it. Back to Gemara. Velo Maram Shapir. Nothing's going to happen. We're going to mix up. On Rav Yehuda. Menaro Likli. Who is Arev Me'elov. On the side it says, Ma'arev Likli Acher. We're from the rush. Pour from one bowl into another bowl, keep pouring back and forth, perhaps. That way it gets mixed in. It's another girsa. Ma'arev Menaro Bikli. Bikli means you can only mix it up within the bowl in which it's found. Can't pour into any other. It's a different girsa. So the box is obvious as a mistake. It's either Menaro Bikli or Menaro Likli Acher. Menaro Likli is neither one holds that way. Fine. That's Adkan. Sugis HaGemara. Any questions so far? You just read the Gemara or Rashi? It's Gemara Rashi. So, a little complicated some of the Shinuyim. Right? We had two Shinuyim so far, right? That's inverting the order. And we had mixing, not like this. Peshesiv Yorik. Rashi gets an impression once this way and once that way. That's it. That's not going to get mixed in so well. But okay, that's what Rashi seems to say. Any questions? No questions. The next Maramat Matav Yud Ches Oman Alf. Remember, this started with a Mishnah, Kuflin Hayman Beis. Now the Yud Ches Oman Alf is based upon a Mishnah, a Yud Zayin Oman Beis. One line of the Mishnah, the first line of the Mishnah says, in the Mishnah, Beishami Omen, Ein Shorin Diyo V'Salamonim V'Karshinin, El Kadeshi Shorin V'Bod Yom V'Silim Atir. Beishami has this Shita, you can't do things on Friday, which leads into Shabbat, even though it happens by itself. Pesil is matir. Matir, mishenos, nesamayim, ibon yom. Once you mix in this ink, and what's salamonim? Huh?
Spices,
okay. Dye, whatever it's used for, whatever it may be. So, you have to put that, mix it with water by day, and then it can just continue to soak in water without a problem over Shabbos. Beis Shammai says no, because the malacha is being done on Shabbat and they started on Friday. It's not allowed. Beis Shammai says throughout, right? You can't put it into the fire because it's going to keep cooking. Beis Shammai is his own sheet. Okay, moving so far. Zok the Heilige Gemara Yud Chesem and Alf. Man Tana Nesinas Mayim Ludyo Zui Shriyasa. According to one Girsa, Zui Lishasa. In other words, the assumption of the Mishnah is that the mixing of the water with the ink of the Salamonim is itself an act of Elisha. According to Beis Shammai, you may not do it even on Friday. Beis Hillel the Shita says, no problem. Zok the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef. Again, the same name appears the second time. Yeah? Who is it? Kesu. Rebbe. Oh, back to familiar Rebbe. Titanya. Echanos nesa kerech, echanos nesa mayin, erachon chayat b'rei Rebbe. Rabbi Yossi, what happened to his father? What was this over here? The sign says, Rabbi Yehuda. What's this, ethnic cleansing here? What happened to his father's name? Okay, let's see. Okay. Rabbi Yossi, we will say Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Eino chayav achi gabel. The same rights that we had on Rav Kufnun Hayamid Beis. Okay, fine. Rashi. Man Tana Nisinas Mahamud Yo. Afa Pishalo Gibel Ad Yo. Zui Shriyasa. Navi Lisha Diday. Bahachi. Umi Chaya Vishim Lush. Tomas Nisin Leko Gibel. Ifligu Beo Gond Yo. Klaal of the Shabbos Chaya Vchatasu. Be Shabbos only Machmer. On Friday, it's the Chiyam Chatas on Shabbos. Okay. Achmer Chaya Vishim Lush. Shu Abba Sure. Easy shmeezy again. Omalei Abaye, this sounds familiar, no? V'dilma ha'ka lo kama Rabbi Yossi. In other words, it's not Rabbi against Rabbi Yossi. Only when Rabbi Yossi disagreed with Rabbi when and the came after Bagibul. Avod yo to la Bagibul hu eimo lechayev. No. Good luck. What do you call it? Green eggs in hand. It's a havamina. Lo saga daitach. The Tanya. Echadosin esa efer. Echadosin esa mayim. Ha'achman chayev divi rebi. Ha'piyosi rabbi huda omer. Achi gabel. Efer zok rashi. La bagibulu. Frank the Gemara. Lima my efer offer. The bagibulu. Gemara says. What do you mean? Vatanya efer. Vatanya offer. So it must be efer. Midi gabel. Gabel adori tanya. So it's not completely schlubbed up. Rashi, offer gagibul tip shel binyan. For Tanya Tati Masnisa Chada the Efer Chada offer. Rabbi Tanya Chada Tanya Rabbi Chia Vatanya Rabbi Yoshia Chada Minayel Tanya the offer Vilosh and Eber. So it's not conclusive over here. I have a very basic question. They forgot the brisa, conclusive from Hamid Beis. There, Abai was decisively refuted. An offer and a brisa by Morrison, correct? La by Gibel. Here, he survives. They try to get him from Hefer and maybe with me offer. Taisus. Taisus. Liam Toma, fifth line. Hom Morrison, Pegbasa, La by Gibel, who? The Kama Hassam, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Enel Chayim, Achi Gabel. Checkmate. Now here, I buy it in check. I guess there's a big chess set on the table. In Yudches, Abai gets out. It's only check. But in Kufnan, hey, it's checkmate. So why not checkmate over here too? No. Great cash. Great cash. Fiyesh Loma. Tahosam the Gabe Kemach, Ka'omar the Eino Bar Gibul. Compared to Kemach, Burson is not Bar Gibul. Burson is brand. Doesn't mix as well as the beautiful flower that Rav Shafer uses. The theory of relativity. Aval bagibul hu tfeimid yo. But it's much more gibulable, if I may use that expression, than yo. Ink, which is just to give some color to the water. Ulahakilo maisi mineocha ad yo. They didn't quote the Bryce over there because Morrison is different than yo. But we can't kosher. Alam aforesh. What's this anonymity? But who are you trying to protect over here? Oops, anonymity. Rashi said so. You're afraid to argue with Rashi? I'm a Farish. Don't mention his name. What's going on over here? I'm a Farish. I hold up a base of Perikah maybe. Kit Mashari Haino. Shinos the Mayim Lesocho Lisho Katana Savim. Ho Balav Bagibulu. Forget. Hocha Mashma. Adarabba. The Midi the Lav Bagibulu. Chayav Tfei. You're more Chayav. Abaya said it. It was never shlugged up. It's only a check. So you can agree, you can disagree. But it wasn't shlugged up. If anything, it's more Chavar. That's the Akash against Rashi in Masech debates. Any questions? No questions. Good. Leas Gemara, Kuf Mem Omer Av. Just want to see the Mamma Kavos there. So the Mamma Kavos. Kuf Melamadav. With a small aleph, it's half it on the narrow lines. Chardo Shaloshu Me'erev Shabbos. What's Chardo? What's Chardo? Mustard. They make a mustard somehow. Losho Me'erev Shabbos. No, for sure, you did it. It's done already. What's the problem? They did it already. L'machar mamchu ben biyad ben bekli. The next day, you can continue to process it. Okay? Process it. Rashi has a funny word for mamchu. Dish. What is it on the side? Ches. What's ches? Lahamis. What the Rashi in Shmos. Right? To melt. To liquefy more. Right? Fine. The Kli, Biyad, a whole discussion earlier in the daf, which I'm not going to read right now. It's a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar. We'll come back to it a little later about that machlokes. So here he says, if you did it, you started on Friday, you can finish it on Shabbos. If it knows on the socho dvash, you can even add honey. Is it true they have honey mustard these days? Yeah? They got it from this Gemara. Mm-hmm. I never thought of that combination. From the Furusha Gemara. Okay. For lo yitrov, it cannot be toreif, Rashi, last wide line. Yitrov, kiderach shetorfin, beitzin, bekara, bekaf, derach trefer, shemaka, bekok. Ever see some scrambled eggs? That you can't do. Ela ma'arev. Ma'arev. Mix it in a little bit. Not completely clear what this means, ma'arev. We had ma'arev on kuf nun vav. There it meant, you see, to pour from one cup to the other, or you just move it around in a cup. Not clear over here what you may, what ma'arev means. Low yitrov implies you can't do it. But a little bit with a spoon, maybe you can do it. So we'll see soon. Shachlayim sheshichka me'arev Shabbos. Rashi, shachlayim kirishin. Shochin osim b'mayim. They put water into it on Friday. The mocher knows the tocho shemen the chometz u'mamshich l'socha amita for lo yitrov. Okay, what does it say? Mamshich nosei amita something mint. Okay, and again lo yitrov shum shiriska me'er Shabbos. We know what shum is. We've had shum a few times already. The mocher knows in the tocho pool of reason lo yishlok on the marif. Fine. Adka. Okay, and a question about this Gemara. I have a question. What's the case? Was the liquid put in there on Friday, or was it not put in there on Friday? So in one case, Rashi is very clear. Shochin osa b'mayim. That means on Friday, presumably, right? Shachlayim sheshicha me'erev Shabbos. If you put in water already, so now the lisha was already done, right? He used to call it the Rebbe. Rebbe says you mix in water. It's already considered to be Elisha. So on Shabbos, you're not doing much. Right? Maybe we should say, Ein Losh Achalosh, something along those lines. It's already done on Friday. So far, so good? Good. Now we turn to the Rif. The Rif. Only two more of our Makomas left. The Rif and the Mordechai. Well, there's a Rif, there's a Balamon, there's a Ramban, there's a Shulta Gibor. Okay. But we'll see. Still have some time. The Rif is on page Samach Zayin in the old print, and Kuf Pei Zayin and Ches in the new print. Quotes the Gemara and says, like the Rach, Pirish Ma'at Ma'at, Metarzinon, Alim de Rabbi Yosef Ben Yehuda, Shvam Yehuda Shkama Se. It's a verbatim quote of Rabbi Nochanano. Tells you what it means, and it gives the same psak. Vaitim. We need a riff. V'shavin shabok shenes hashosis b'shabes b'shot m'zeis hamitzvah. V'dafka b'raka ava ba'ava lo. Woo-hoo! What's wrong with this picture? Rabbosai, what's wrong with this picture? Tell me. According to whom did the Gemara make a distinction between Raka and Ava?
Rebbe.
Who the Rif passing like? Yes. Rebbe Yossi. So what's he doing here? Ooh, you didn't think of this kasha. Rif is Shver. Shver is a bear. Oh, I should say that word. Okay. Yeah. Mm. Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Isn't that a good question? Isn't that a good question? Would you say it's a good question? I would say it's a good question. Not to what I would say. To what I would say. Now, it's an excellent question. A little more Gemara. The Gemara would say, a little more Rif, I should say. Barak and Abed, Lomaran, have the Mishani, Echim Mishani. You invert the order. The next Gemara, right? The Gabal Amurson, yeah, gives him a rank out. Yeah. Mishani, Hagi Mishani, Shesi Biyarev, Alomar, Menar Lekli, Kli Acher. See, the word Acher, Kloma molech hatarvud shesi v'yorev, aval eino memares v'yodo, v'lo mesave v'atarvud, v'lo ma'ar shafir menar l'kli acher. End quote. Okay. So now, the Ramban. Just switch, turn to the Ramban on the next page. Kuf Peches. Kuf Peches. V'chem zeh shekosim rabbeinu zal, Masha Omar, Hoba Rako, Shenemar, Bigamara, Litarez, Vishavit, Holodim Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Shtey and Mutter, there's the Kasha, why the Rif mentioned this, says the Heilige Ramban, Lahatir Harbe, right? Because the Gemara originally said, it's only ma'at. According to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, if it's over. But if it's raka, you can do more than that. What's the next word? Over here, kidarka? Is that a correct word? Biraka. Biraka. Miskavin. Habib Mishana Yad Ayad. Kulan Mutarin. Leficha Kasra Ben Agadol Zekon Lebrach. Okay, so he asked the Kasha. He asked Akasha. But it's true that according to Rabbi Yosef, there's no need to explain Raka. Could be of a Ba'at Ba'at. She wanted to do a lot. Then it's only if it's Raka when switching the order. Atkan. So far so good? Good. We did the Rif. We did the Ramban. We only left with two Maramakamas for the rest of the day. That's it. Shulti Giborin and the Mordechai. We're doing pretty well, right? Okay. 60 minutes aren't even up yet. Okay. Shulti Giborin, Ramos. Let's take a look. Shulti Giborin. Everyone see? The Pirish Rashi. In my print, it's page Kuf Pei Zayin Os Beis, which is the first, we'll call medium-sized line. If you have the old Gemara, it's probably on a different page. It's on Samach Zayin somewhere. It starts the Pirish Rashi, after it was some letter. Here it's Beis, I'm not sure what it is by the other Gemaras. The Pirish Rashi, Shem Koli Vishas Ischadu, as I told you already earlier, Shepirish Tekoliu Kemach Shal Tvua Shenis Yap Shal Betanu. So I came actually all the muscle, also me men a shasis, me shem and mayim, umelach she knows the bo, where Rashi said beferish. And it has to be that way. Because the Gemara is the kasha of one to the other, v'ha'amrit, that's the gear that we have. Amrit means you said, what do you said? You quoted the Brisa before. It's clear, it has to be. There's no question about it, it has to be. You see, so it's a different gear, but it has to be. Fine. Well, if it var, I did, kach. Now I'll get the tachas. Temutol gabel gibul gomur me also kemach hecha shehu mishane begibulo kigom sheosa mimenu ma'at ma'at va'afilu hi ova shapir dami kwanta biyotsi biyuda loshna koli loshna shasas aval murach sholo lifrosh betarbut afilu harbi bevasa achas fushitena shasas v'chakacha chometz hebech v'ma shosa b'chol. That's the two rolls away. Hashlo hiskir klal shabchisha berach tzarak tarvud. Because of the Magad Mishnah, shezel das Ramban v'Rashba midivri Ran. What Ran? What did the Ran say? We didn't do the Ran yet. I forgot about that. We didn't do the Ran. So let's just keep one hand over here when it says the word Ran. Let's see what the Ran says. What does the Ran say? We'll take the Ran from the, it says Vishavu, just to save time a few lines later. Kloma, the Baraka Filu Tanakama, means Rebbe, presumably, Mode Shabosh and Batarbu, Fahainu Govlin, Hilgach Naktinan, the Be'ove Al Yad Shori, Afil Legabo Legamre, we just saw that. Uvaraka, Afil Tuvanami Shori, Fuda Mishani, switch the order around. Okay? Fine. Fine. Good. Let's read the next one. This is a pinkus say. We're not going to the pratim. Malagabel amalei osa kotzer razozal shalohoyal ol rav alfasi zala avia the lo kaim lanochi the kerebi azla who paul gan rabbi osa rabbi yehuda kada kama kama say haramban zal kotzer b'tevel mechamis the lo kashem idi the hacha begibul gomas is around kama rabbi osa rabbi yehuda lo shari ela al yidei shinui the kotzer shikachol piskan shol devar the gibul morus on the tar to golim. The olam also kali the shosis the adam al yad twice mutter avavish and begabel kibul gomer v'chein the shosis kol shemeshana shenos and esah shosis achagak los and esah chometz na meshavina filu tuva u'memoris biyad murus on the shvarim. The Megabel and the Gabi Oser, how did I mean a Mal and Gabel? Shvarim are more machlanin for people. Amalei Oser, Habash Eina Megabel and the Gabi, El Shasi Verim, Chose Menar, El Kli, Shari, Eila Dvaravza, Michal Desviole, the Gibel Murs from the town of Golan, Afilai Yadei Shini Oser, it's only matter for Shvarim. So Yadati Minayelo, Hibish of the Tanav and Masnis Nabalo Golan, Hibi Gibel Gomer Askina, Mikaela Shematina Begumar, Del Shvarim, Shari Ayadei Shinoi, since we don't have any shvarim on Tana Golan, we're not going to spend too much time on this. Back to the Shulta Gibor. Uldivrei Maimoni, Perchav Aleph, Bichlal Shabbos. Kali v'shosis hem shnei dvorim. The kali who came out kolui, as we know, v'shosis, something different. What is it? Tvua shoyviya shlish shekali also. Ulefi girsaso hadin kach. Fi girsaso. Rabbi said there's one word that the Rama must change. Just one single solitary word. What's the word? Anybody know? Put one hand there in the riff. Go back to the Gemara. Just for a second. The way we have the Girsa, this, the Rambam is impossible. Take the Gemara one more time. Chazar. That's the Chazar, right? The Palmer said that's the Chazar. Tone Rabbanan. En govin es hakoli v'yashom govin. My name is Shomer. Rav Chista, Rosi Rabbi Yehudi. Hanir de Meshani. Hech Meshani al yad al yad. V'shavin shabok shnei sashosis. Frek the Gemara v'ha amrit ein govin. What does amrit mean? You said. I mean, you said. What did he say? The previous price. That's kali. It's shosis. Oh, you see the right answer. Rama had a girsa v'ha tanya ein govin. A different price. A price that's talking about shosis, nothing to do with kali. One word is different. Instead of Ha'amit, must be about Tanya. Where's the Chagirsa? I don't have it anywhere. I haven't seen it anywhere. The Rama has to build the goals. The Rama had to have the Girsa of Tanya. Got it so far? That's why we have to figure so-so. It must be referring to that. I think the Magamisha right said had the Girsa of Tanya. That's where the Vilna Gaon got it from. Fine. Right. Hadin Kach. Now it's already more complicated. What's that? The Kali, also the Gabel, Mimenu Harbei. Can't do too much. That's kali. Mat mat. Stop. Period. Full stop. Right? Mat mat. Sharit. Loshna magibul rach. Okoshe. Right? The olam osu legabel mimenu harbe. Against Rashi. Rashi said, Raka harbe is mutter. Avo shosis. Shitfua shlevi ashlish. Shekolo osu lachakach. Nofkos satchina gasa. Mutl the gabel men a chomas was above harbi vasachas, because that's even less amenable to gibul. Fushir rach v'yeshana shenos nashot as a chomas. Period. Avakosh also meshen nira kolosh, even though it's very thick. Umashem b'dvarav. The bechol inyan also the gabel shosis kosha. Afilu maat right. Lila ova Shastik. He can't do it. Even Ma'at. Ma'at. Not allowed. Not allowed. Philip Dvaro Mashva. The Olam Ika Kula Tve. Vishasis Mikemakali. V'yev Shalom Adalim Maimedi Shara the Gabal Shasis Kasha. Ade Shinu. Shiten Ashasis Machakach Hachometz. Keep Shad Allah Kalon Siyash and Dvar. Ela. Feel the Gesasa Mitzarachi. So you have the Kasha which we're not going to go into right now. Gimel. The Divrei Rabbeinu. Also the Gabal Amurson. Afal Pi Shein Aroa L'Gibu. Okay? That's what it says. In a normal fashion. Avon knows the Maimah Gabi Mursun. Umoloch Be'a Tarvut Shasi V'yarev. V'yamaris B'yodo. Kamo Yisavev HaTarvut B'yodo. Sovim Sovim. Shlei Roa Kilosh. V'lon Yisarev Shapir. Ade Holach Asa Tarvut Shasi V'yarev. V'nar Mikli Okli. Ad Shiyisarev. Lothuf Te'a Tanagolim HaShvarim. That's what the Rambam says. Tur. Rosh, Smag, Rosmaini, Balchuma. Oh, no. Stop. I didn't put the period there. After the word Rosh, Simon has a period. They all pass him like whom, Rabbi Osai? Whom? Whom? Rabbi Osai, Rabbi Yehuda. Who Smag, Bagosmaimini, Shem Balchuma, Kotzu, the Gam Osu, Lite, Maim, but Morsu, Bishabas. The Nesinas, Hamayim, Higibula. Who do they pass him like? Who? Rabbi. Not different pshat in Marav. Tosis kosu. Fine, it's a detail. The Ramban quotes the Ramashma. Tafkul shvarim. Right? Not tarmagolin. The Ram doesn't like it. Adkan. So it's a machlokus at the pasna. Rove, pasna, like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. But you have giants. Smad, Rosmaini, Truma. Woo! Like Rabbi. So far, so good? I asked the big mission, we haven't even opened it yet. One more source before you open it. It's the Mordechai, Tav Lamed Gimel. Major problems with this source. Major problems. Tav Lamed Gimel. In our printed page, Lamed, standard new print. Chayvel Shalosh Me'er Shabbos Nosu Nitzochol Tvash Uvach Lo Yitrov Pirish Hadvash Lo Yachad Bekafte El Arav Yachad Bebeit Chufos Scrambled Eggs And the Marav Yachad Biyad Mashmoni Kam Tin Kotash Shumen Me'er Shabbos Muta Losu Nitzochol Mashkin B'Shabbos. Woohoo! So far, he's assuming that you didn't put any water in on Friday, and you're putting the water in on Shabbos for the very first time. Amnam Birushalmi, this is sound very familiar to you. Perikla Godol, Mashba Begemorah, the Chayah, the Kama. Remember this? Haimah the Shafik Tumi, Mechule. What's the Mechule? Dosh, Borer, Tochen, everything we spoke with all summer. Now to the final one, Lush, or semi final. Kadyo Mashke Chai Mishum Losh. Omeri, the Talmud of Dida, the Posuk Mamchu Ben Biyad Ben Bikli, Hainu, Kino Se Mayim, Me Erev Shabbos. Oh, as Rashi said in one of the cases, Erev Shabbos. Uvalel Shabbos, Mamchu Ma'arev Ben Biyad Ben Bikli, Kenadin B'shumun V'charoses B'Shabbos, Etzol Lida Mashum Bon Yom. Uvdel Shabbos, Ma'aba Filu B'Kli. So far, I'll say it's perfect. Perfect. Did it from before Shabbos. He's passing that Rebbe, right? Because of the Yerushalmi. No, Machlokes, Babi Yerushalmi. Babi, you put the water before Shabbos, and Yerushalmi, put it on Shabbos. Fine. The last line is impossible to understand. V'imlo nosan mashkin mibod yom. So when did you put the mashkin in? Was about John? How did he win? No, when? Shabbos. Ma'ariv betzbo, avalov b'klik on kaf. Ribbeinu shel olam. Before you do anything, you're already chayav. If you pass like Rebbe, pour in the water, skila. Before you put your finger in, you're going to get killed. You push up into the base of skila. You can't even put your finger in. You're ready to get killed. What's going on over here? So the MSN. So we did all the Mamar comments that we had in the Gemara, and we opened the Mishnah Berurah to get a sort of an overview in the remaining of the 60 minutes that we have. Not too many of the 60 are left, but we'll get into a quick overview. And I want to start from Shin Chav Dal, not Shin Chav Alf. There's a reason, method to my madness. Just to give you a very big overview. Shin Chav Dal, Siv Gimel, and Goblin Rus Lebehem, Zok the Bialoch, straight to Bialoch. Hine, bin Nesinus Ma'al Mursim, Pligi B'der Rabbi Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Machmir, Ve'eshkiv Chatas Bazer, Tesfil Dei Nesinus Ma'al Zer Gibulam. It's a Chiddush, that even Mursim is Chiddush, that doesn't say that the Ferish of the Gemara, it's a name. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, Mega Lechat Chila. This is a very big Chiddush in B'Allah. I didn't say it really. Keep one hand here, and one hand in the Mishnah Berurah is Akdom and Shin Chaf Aleph. There are two Akdomas. It's two Akdamas, Shin Chav Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah, and Shin Chav Dal in the Bialoch. Take a look at the first Akdama. Shin Chav Aleph, Siv Yud Dal, Siv Kodon, Nun. Hine Kona Shetna Abu Levar, the Rishu of Anarach, the Vav, Tassim Yon Elisha, Lisha, Lam Tassim Avas Malachas, Dach Maide, not only Aide Mayim, Vitvash, Hani Mashka, Shin Nilosh, Bin Nidbak Al Yodam. Keep the word, Nidbak is a very important word. Vin Yon Lisha, Tanya Bebrais, Siv Gemara, Mechanos and Kemeros and Maya Mach Machad the Rebbeus, we Yudom and the Chavish Shigam. Post the Rogue Rishonim, Kabbalah Sir Yud. Achdas Bala Trumas, we see also, so Kerebi, that day the seals of Maya Mach Gibu. Cause that became a whole offer of a tit, the whole Adak, the Bar Gibu, the Chavios of Ed. Ava Bedova, the Lad Bar Gibu, Afer Bechol Agas. That's the Rambam we see also, the Afim Giblo, Potter Mechatas. Virak Isurika. That's Harvey Rishonim, the Epech. The bedava the lab by gibul, after Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda the boy gibul, but she knows from the mind chayav the zehu gibul. We saw it after Ches. Okay, that's his introduction. Now we go back to Shin Chav Dal. This introduction. So what? How do you pass it? She is stam mishnah per basa the Shabbos to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda per kama stam mishnah like Rabbi. What do you do? That's the referama barash the stam of the basra the hakul. We call the stam of basra. Yesh said of the Mishnah, right? After the Alma Kaim Alok Rebbe Chaver, Chavas Tam Bavasrot. Yesh Poskim Shul Sovin, Vazim Yimit, Bala Trumas, Svang Smak, called in Nagos Maimini, the Mordechai we saw, the Kaim of the Cholkim, the Hastama Sa'adodi, Hadjina the Klolo, the Alok Rebbe Chaver, that's the Mechaber. That's the Madin, the Hakol, the Sinas Mayim, yeah, the Tofa Sadeach, Rona, Hakmashen, Yesham, Why did you pass into the Kula? Because the Rif, the Rosh, the Rambam are all the same Shita. And that's the Rach, the Razor, the Ramban, the Ran, the Rokev, those are the Ruah, Ben Yeruch, and the Miri. Yeah. The Chenu Adin. The Pligi Rabbi was Yosef Yehuda, but the Sina Smaim was Soch HaKemach, Lof HaVat Tit. Rabbi Mechai, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Poter, Achi, Gabel. When we come and come up, Yesh Issa, the Rabbonon, Afilu, the Rabbi Yosef, by Yehuda, but the Sina Smaim, Lof HaKemach, Lof HaVat Tit. Why? Shema Yovo Ligada. I told you the Rach didn't say Mutter. He said it says Pot. Shema Ligada. Hodi Tibu Musa Nechatkila. What's this? Animal rights? Animal rights? Animal rights. Sounds like. Tasa Rambam. Shema Filu Ki Giblo. Les Ve'isa Doraisa. Ukitu Lechamei. So by regular flour they made a gzera because with the raisa. No the raisa, they never made a gzera. Fiyashomrim, the time I had to mishum the tzorach the hachel the behemoth the oath animal rights. The kapel goes to rabbon. Do you imagine the people know animals? Yes. All right, this is very politically correct. But if he times that, God bekamach he amut on the sinas ma'am kshu tzorach hachel the oafos. Come up with brusna like they shini pille ploy. That's what comes out. The Tao, that's what it says. Now, Tao, to be the Evan of Gibel Mursan, that's a Rambam, the Potter, Rabbi Gibel, who had been Be'efer of Bechol Agatz. Chena, that's a Riffer Rashi, Perk, Tao, the Beitza. You saw that. To be Be'efer, Abba Gibel, I feel like you give a Potter. Habe, we showed him, Kokon Azeb, Tosfos Daf Yud Ches, the Raiva, the Rosh, the Beitza, the Ran, the Rashba, there, was through the Hepech. That's a bayit. The Bedava, they know about Gibul, Teicha, Mishanos, and Bomayim Chai. Okay, but April, Chol, Agas, Chai, Teicha, Mishanos, and Bomayim. Ach, Mursam, Mikul, did who? Bagim, sort of Tosfos. It's theory of relativity. Right? It's more Bagibul than April Joe. Well, the Kaf, Pot, the Beitza, the Samayim, Kaf, Shigul, the Kamal Kemach. Chol, the Bemursam. Abu Bemotz, Poshet, the Ainer, Bagibul, the Kuliyama. Well, that's Eli Rishonim, Chiv Chadas, Shinos, Mamayim, Vishabas. 60 minutes are up. So we had the Gemaras with all the Rishonim, two introductions of the Mishnah Berurah. We're ready to have some Shiva tomorrow. We'll get into more of the Ian Siyad and Shiva.